This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You look at the headline numbers, this economy is doing all right. Pretty much full employment and inflation just about where the Fed wants it, if I can channel my inner Janet Yellen with you here for a second. But as we've been reporting pretty much since the recession ended, lots of people just don't feel like they have a place in this economy anymore. Arthur Brooks is the president of the conservative American Enterprise Institute. He's been writing about this in Foreign Affairs magazine recently. Arthur, it's good to have you on the program.
Thank you, Kai. Great to be with you.
Let's talk about this piece you had in Foreign Affairs. You call it The Dignity Deficit, Reclaiming Americans' Sense of Purpose. We lost it?
Yeah. Not everybody did, but there's this kind of a scary statistic for people like me who are really interested in the free enterprise system, as you are too, and our listeners, which is something like a third of the American population is starting to express pretty grave doubts in their ability to earn their success in the United States. You know, one of the things that I ask is, when I'm in front of audiences, I often ask, you know, let's just do a little thought experiment. What would happen if all of the poor people in America just disappeared? Would you know it? If all the poor people in America suddenly disappeared, I dare say that most people listening to us today literally wouldn't even know about it immediately. They have no emotional or moral connection to them.
Which is a horrible, 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 horrible thing, but probably true.
Yeah, it's probably true. And what it leads to is that we've gotten incredibly good at helping poor people. We could be better, of course, but we've gotten terrible at needing people. And the essence of the American experiment is that we need literally everybody in the country. And we're contravening the American experiment when we say effectively we don't need whole groups of people. It's actually un-American. I'm just going to say, I'm going to guess that the Rizdals came to the United States not saying, sure is great to be in America where there's a better system of forced income redistribution. I mean, they came here because they were needed. There was something for them to do. And that's an incredibly important thing to keep in mind. This is a country that was built on the back of ambitious riffraff who are necessary. And today there's, you know, some non-trivial percentage of the population, maybe a quarter of the population, that effectively the rest of us are saying we don't need economically, socially, morally. And that's what leads to what I call the dignity gap.
I guess maybe I need you to define for me what you mean by needed, because unless there's clarity on that, I don't know where this goes.
We have to ask ourselves, what does it mean to need another person? Is it central to the prosperity and future and security of our nation that each person be in the United States, that they exist here, that their work be taken quite seriously? And the answer clearly right now is no. And that's what leads to so much sort of shocking idleness. And there's one group in America today in particular that's having lower and lower lifespans, and it's whites 45 to 54 without a college education, especially men. Mm-hmm. And the reasons have to do with idleness. It has to do with what happens when people are idle. And there's higher cirrhosis of the liver, higher suicide, much, much higher drug overdoses that come from the fact that there's been an explosion of people in that age group that are not necessary to the workforce. So number one is making them necessary for the prosperity of the country by getting them back to work.
Which all makes sense, except for this. We have retraining programs in this economy out the wazoo, right? And yet we still have, just for instance, the 45 to 54-year-old men who can't find places. We had a story on our morning show not too long ago in which a gentleman went from retraining to retraining to retraining because the jobs kept getting either automated or shipped out from under him. What are we to do?
Well, for one thing, it doesn't mean give up on that. The main reason that people who are older wind up being displaced and permanently displaced is because we're getting less and less mobile. And Kai, this is probably going to shock you. From when you and I were kids, the percentage of American families that move from state to state in a given year has been cut in half. Mm-hmm. Literally, there's only half as much geographic mobility as there's been in the past. And so this idea of staying where you are, wanting job retraining, but not moving to where the jobs are, it's just crazy by the standards of the 1970s in the United States, yet that's standard operating procedure in the United States. So one of the things we also have to do is to get people moving more. That's a completely American thing. My own family moved west every generation, like one step ahead of the law, basically. And that was just, you know, man, that was just the way things worked. And now the concept that we got to stay in a town, even when we don't have any work, simply because the family is there or that's where we've always lived. I mean, that's sort of anathema to the American experience.
As a guy who thinks about this on a more consistent and long-term basis than just, for instance, me, who's wrapped in a daily news cycle, are you optimistic that these changes you are calling for and that you clearly say we need as an economy, are you confident that they can happen?
I actually am, because we can renew our society, and this typically happened every, you know, few decades in the United States, where there's this kind of frontier spirit that overtakes the country, where people start taking their future into their own hands and public policymakers start to play along. Now here's the interesting thing, Kai. I mean, I would like to see aspirational leadership that's responsible for it, but typically what happens is that there's a kind of that pioneer spirit comes from the grassroots up, and then politicians get out in front of it. So what we need is a cultural change where Americans start expecting that of themselves. It has, in fact, happened. It happened at, you know, various junctures in American history, where Americans moved around a lot more. Americans became a lot more entrepreneurial. And if we can maybe today on Marketplace, we can stimulate a new cultural revolution in American mobility.
Arthur Brooks is the president of the American Enterprise Institute. His piece is in Foreign Affairs this month. It's called The Dignity Deficit: Reclaiming American Sense of Purpose. Arthur, thanks a lot. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Kai.